I haven't spoken to you in a while. Yes, please. It's a blue one. And I told Pastor Tori, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I told him the other day, I said, I'll speak Sunday. He was like, really? Because I hadn't done it in so long. But I'm just, I can't be quiet. You know, I can't. Because God has loved me too much and given me too much. And I just appreciate him for all he has done. And this morning, I want to talk to you about passion. Everybody look at somebody and say, passion. Passion. Okay. We all know we have felt the passion before. The excitement, the zeal, for whatever it might be. It could be for our families, it could be for our loved ones, it could be for our whatever you feel passion for. I was trying to think about something I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about my husband. I like him a lot. I'm thankful for him. I'm passionate about my job. It drives me crazy, but I love those kids every day. I'm passionate about those things. I'm passionate about the word of the Lord and what it can do in our life. And so I want to talk about passion and then restore. Look at somebody and say, restore. I'm going to ask today that you remember the passion that you had when you first met Jesus. I was a little girl. I don't remember if I was 8 or 12, but I mean, those are both really young ages. When I first got the Holy Ghost, I got baptized in Jesus' name, and I was like, this is crazy, I know. But you know how little kids, it's so important that you sit in that front seat, you know. I'm like, Eric, that was my brother. You can sit in the front seat tonight, man. I'm feeling good. I feel Jesus. You can do whatever you want to do. We can be best friends forever. And that's kind of how it is. When you feel passion, you feel excitement. You feel zeal. You feel like you just want to keep on. Can't nothing hold you down. And then something kind of comes on, all right? I want to talk about Jeremiah 21 through 9. So if you'll find Jeremiah chapter 20. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to skip around a little bit right there. Jeremiah, we had come to Pasher to prophesy some things to him, and Pasher didn't like it, okay? And sometimes that's what happens to us is, you know, we're living our life, we're doing our things, and somebody points something out, and we don't like it. How many of you had that happen? I can say me, okay? It hurts my feelings. It hurts my pride. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 1 says, "Now Pasher, the son of Amur, the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard Jeremiah prophesy these things. Then Pasher struck Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord." Now, these stocks were something where you were in the middle of the whole town, and you were, I mean, it was uncomfortable. You were leaned over, your head was in a stock, your arms were in a stock, you were on display for whatever problem or whatever you caused. Verse 3 says, "And it happened on the next day that Pasher brought Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then Jeremiah came to him and said, 'The Lord has not called your name Pasher, but Magor Missabib.'" I'm going to skip down to 5. "Moreover, I will deliver all the wealth." Now, this is Jeremiah talking to him. "I will deliver all the wealth of this city and its produce and all its precious things, all the treasures of the kings of Judah, I will give unto the hand of their enemies, who will plunder them, seize them, and carry them to Babylon." So Jeremiah is telling him, whatever you've caused is about to happen. All this stuff's about to happen. So he's making him mad. The whole town is upset with him. And Jeremiah says in verse 7, "O Lord, you induced me, and I was persuaded. You were stronger than I, and have prevailed. And in my derision daily, everyone mocks me." So they didn't like what he had to say. Everybody was mad at Jeremiah. You ever been in that position, just felt like nobody likes you? Everybody hates me. It's a bad day. Everything's going wrong. So this is what Jeremiah said. Then he said in verse 9, "I will not make mention of him nor speak any more on his name." He's like, I'm just going to shut up. I'm done. I'm not going to talk about the Lord anymore. But we all know what comes next. Or if you don't, let's see. "But his word was in my heart like a what? Fire. A burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. So he's going through all these things, and these are not just small things that he's going through, right? I mean, they got him out in the public square, humiliation, woe, despair, grief. He's like, I'm just going to shut up. I ain't saying nothing else about God. His passion kind of took a hit. You know what I mean? It took a hit. And then he was like, never mind. I can't do that because it's like fire in my bones. It's shut up inside of me, and I cannot not tell, right? And I want you to think about us. This prophet was being mocked, ridiculed, and this is pre-Holy Ghost. And it's still shut up in his bones. You know what I mean? He didn't have the comforter. He didn't have the comforter like we do. This is pre-Holy Ghost. He prophesied. And he said, you know, you're going to be cursed. And God sent Jeremiah because he cared about these people. God's law, especially back in these days, he didn't have the grace that he has now. He can say, bam, and you're dead. You did not follow the commandments that I set upon you. Bam, you're gone. And a lot of times that's what happened, but God still cared. He still gave people time after time after time to turn back to him. And this was one of those times. Oftentimes, we have these things as well that come between us and God. I want you to think about that for a second. So, Pastor allowed whatever these things were, I'm not going to go into depth into all that, to come between him and God, and he sent somebody to tell him to clean it up, right? All right, I'm going to use Pastor Tori, and I want you to think about some things. Come here, Pastor Tori, I'm going to tape some stuff to your head, okay? I want you to think about some things that come between you and God. But I want you to think about sometimes we have bitterness, okay? And we didn't pray that day for a little while, sorry. Sometimes we have anger, okay? You see what I'm saying? We have these things that come between us and God. We have finance issues. We have spousal issues, right? And I've got a whole lot more things that you may be facing that we can stick here to. And then when it comes time for us to come to God, God tries to touch us, and we've got too many things that have built up on us because we're not being fervent in our prayer life. And it's also coming between us and God, and we're not able, God's not able to move because we have too many things holding us back. Too many things between us and God. And he's like, well, I'm trying to get through, but you hadn't talked to me lately. You hadn't asked him to remove that film on your heart lately. And therefore, he cannot come to us like he would like to come to us because we have too many things between us and him. And so it's our job. God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to come. Thank you. To come down in my heart. I ask you to forgive me for these things. God, you see the bitterness that's built up within me. You see the pain that I've allowed to come between me and you. Whatever's in your way, God, I ask you to move it. And I want you to think about that for a second, because every prayer is built up in heaven. You know, a snowflake, we just had that ice storm. One little piece of ice made no difference, did it? It didn't make any difference at all. As a matter of fact, we were like, oh, okay, kept running up and down the road. Two little pieces, three little pieces, teeny minuscule little pieces of ice. I want you to think about that like a prayer. The Bible says, pray without, what's that word? Ceasing. If you pray without ceasing, that's like that ice, that snow coming down. It just continues to build up and build up and build up and build up and build up in heaven. One doesn't make a difference. 10 doesn't make a difference. 100 you start to see. 1,000 you start to see. Every time you say a prayer to the Lord, it starts to build up, and then avalanche. Avalanche, he's going to come down and hear you. And I want you to think about that as we have things that we're dealing with in our life that distract us from our passion for Christ. That we allow things, not like we're like, oh, I'm going to let this issue right here come up, and I'm going to let it come between me and God. I'm just going to let that happen. No, we aren't consciously thinking that, because we really do love God. It's not like a conscious decision. Now, it can be, but most of the time, if we're really trying to serve God, it's not a conscious decision. It is a series of events that we allow to get us, everybody say, distracted. We're allowed to get distracted. And sometimes you have to come in and snowplow that out of the way, because those distractions will make enmity between us and God, and he can't come down and move like he wants to because we have too many things built up. But I want you to know this morning that God cares still for you. He wants you to come and restore that passion. He wants you to come and restore even more the relationship. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and renew a right spirit in me. That's what we need to be praying. Oh, I don't even know what to pray about today. God, restore unto me. That's what you need to pray. The joy of thy salvation and renew a right spirit within me. Sometimes people come in my office and it seems like, I'm like, man, I got somebody else coming in here. There's something else. What else? There's another fire I got to put out. But you know what? I can do all things. What's the rest of that verse? I can do all things through who strengthens me. I want you to think about David. David went through so much stuff we couldn't even, I can't even name it all. But in Psalms 51 and 12, I think I have it pulled up right here. Psalms 51 and 12. He prayed to be restored. That's where he said, restore unto me. He had gone through so many things that he allowed blockages to come down through the line. You know how we allow things to just kind of build up and build up because we don't want to talk about them. We don't want to face them. Nobody wants to look at something that's negative. You're being negative. You're not being who you can be. So it just keeps blocking up the line. Well, it's time to flush all that out. It's time to get real with where we are with God. It's time to find out the things that the devil throws at us because he does those things on purpose just so he can block you and your passion. Well, it's time to clean all that out. I'm calling you right now to bring it out. So we're going to pray in just a little bit. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about let not your heart be troubled. Whatever those things are that are coming against you, it's only a season. It's just a little while you're going to be broke. Some will break. Some will change. It's only a little while that you're going to have this fight. Something will change. 5 years seems like a long time when you're looking forward, but when you're looking back, it wouldn't be just a minute. It was only a season. It was just a season. You made it through it. Think about those things you made it through. I promise you, tomorrow you're going to be looking back and being like, good gracious, where did that time go? It's just a season. Do not let this season pull you down and distract you from your initial purpose. God has a purpose for you. And that purpose is bigger than even you know. Because you never know what life you may have spoken to at the grocery store that's spoken to somebody else's life, that's spoken to somebody else's life, and you never know. You never know. So we don't even know how we affect people or how we can help change people or guide people. So we have to always be fervent in prayer. Again, we have to make sure we don't have that channel blocked between us and the Lord. Many things try to steal our passion, but I want you to pray today with me that God will restore that passion. I want you to pray that God will build you up. I want you to pray that whatever's in your way, God will help you remove it. If y'all will stand just a minute, we're going to come to the front and we're going to all pray together. I want us to be, I know it's real short, but that's all I have to say is I want you to be fervent in prayer. I want you to be vigilant. I want you to be aware. We're supposed to be watching. Not just, we don't want to live on accident. I want you to live on purpose. I want you to live like today may be the last time that you get the opportunity to come before the throne of God. Because you never know what tomorrow may hold. Y'all scoot on this way if you will. I think it's very important that we focus on what's ahead and not what's behind. That we focus on where we're going and not where we've come from. I want you to know that it's important that you do not let anything block your prayer life. You do not let anything block your passion because Jesus is the only one that's going to see you through. Your mama may not be here. Your daddy may not be here. Your spouse may not ever show up or may not ever come back or whatever, but God will endure. He will be the one to be there. I don't want you to get distracted by the cares of life. I don't want you to get distracted by the things that hold you down, because your passion is what's going to see you through. Now, every day is not going to be 100%. Someday we may only be making out about 65. But just continuously pray. Continuously pray. Be fervent in prayer. Be fervent in your relationship with Jesus. Do not look at somebody and say, do not let the cares of life hold you back. Something else I also want to say is it's important that we have a group of people around us who's willing to hold us up. If we don't have somebody to hold your hand up when it's sagging, then it's just going to continue to go down. You know, Moses had to have some people to hold his hand up, and they stood there. We don't know if it was hours or days, but sometimes you're called to hold somebody else up. Sometimes you're not alone. You're not alone. Sometimes you have to reach out. And sometimes it may just be on Sunday when you see people. Sometimes it may just be on Tuesdays when we have Bible study. Or maybe, I don't even know. But sometimes you have to phone that friend. Because, hey, my passion's weak today. As a matter of fact, I don't have any passion. It's on a zero. I'm struggling. I really need you to pray for me. And that's okay. Don't forsake the people that really care about you and are in your corner. Y'all, we need each other. We need Jesus, and we need each other. I don't know if you've been looking around at what's going on in the world today, but it is not happy. It is not happy. Once you step out of our little bubble and you start to see what's going on, there are signs, 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 signs. We need to be ready. In our hearts, we cannot let anything block us, continuously block us. Do not grow weary in well doing. Do not look at somebody and say, don't grow weary, don't get tired. Keep pushing. Tell somebody, keep pushing, keep pushing. You're gonna be able to make it through this. It's just a season. Don't let your passion fail you. Don't let your time that you spend with the Lord be seen as in vain, because ultimately your time with Jesus is all that's going to matter. When it comes time and we stand before the judgment throne, He's not going to say, did you make $130,000 last year? He don't care. He does not care if you are broke with no shoes or rich with a huge mansion. He's not going to say, hey, you know that job you went to? Hey, you did a good job on that Thursday. Here's a bonus. He don't care about that. He wants you to provide for your family, etc., but he does not care about the earthly things like we do. We allow the devil to throw those in and block, 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 block. My fight with this person, block. My annoyance at this person, block. I want you to pray with me now. However you need to pray, you can hold somebody's hand. That would be great. You can raise your hands. You can get on the floor, however you need to pray. But I want you to fervently pray that God will clean out whatever's blocking you, whatever's in your way. I want you to pray that He will remove it, because your time with God is all that matters. It's all that matters. It's all that matters. God, I pray right now, not just for myself, but for these people that are hearing us. God, I pray that you'll remove the shackles and the chains and the stocks that have held us captive for so long. God, remove the pain. Remove the hurt, God. Whatever is blocking us from you, God, move bitterness out of the way. Move hurt out of the way. Move distractions out of the way. God, restore our passion. Come on, restore our passion, Jesus. God, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Renew a right spirit in with me, Jesus. Come on, pray. Come on, pray for yourself. He's listening to your prayers for you. Pray for yourself. When you don't know what to pray, you can always pray scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God, you said I can do all things through Christ. God, you said you would never leave me nor forsake me. God, you said the stripes of your... It's all well and good when the preacher prays over you, but God is listening for your prayer, your heart, your time. God, there's something that's blocking my heart. God, if there's anything that's blocking our hearts, reveal it to us, God. We may not even realize that we put something in the way. We may not even realize that we're paying more attention to one thing over you. God, we may not even realize what's going on, but God, I ask you to reveal to us, God, what's blocking our passion. What's blocking our passion, Jesus? God, restore to us, Jesus, those days when we were so excited. God, we were we had so much zeal, so much fervence burning for you. It was in our bones. God, what's dried it up? I ask you to remove it in the name of Jesus. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Renew a right spirit. God, make it like fire shut up in my bones, God. I want to feel your Holy Spirit stronger and stronger and stronger. Come on. Don't stop praying. Jesus took a long time. Not only did he pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, but he walked up that hill. He stood in front of that king. He was tortured by those soldiers. He went up that hill. He was crucified and he hung. We cannot give up now. You cannot give up now. You cannot give up now. Keep praying. Keep pushing. God, I thank you for your revelation. I thank you for your spirit, God. I ask you to find somebody and just place your hand on their shoulder. And I want you to pray for them. God, you see what they're going through. You see the things that they've been through. God, you see the hard times that they've endured. God, I ask you to lift up my brother, lift up my sister, lift up my friend. If I'm praying for myself, lift up me. God, I just ask you to honor them, use them, be what they need for you to be, God. Help them be, God, exactly who you've called them to be. Help them in their fights that they struggle with. Move in their life. I give you the praise for it, Jesus. Make us burn for you.